Welcome to Hold My Pasties, Please. I'm your host, Leal, and today we have a very special guest, my friend, Carly Kendrick. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is great because you actually have had a podcast.
Yes.
So you're experienced.
I mean, a little. It was basically me and a good friend of mine would just get like stoned and record our conversations and then publish it to iTunes. And I eventually had to take it down because her boyfriend found it. But we went by aliases, so no one really knew.
How did he find out about it if you were under aliases?
I think she may have mentioned it. And then he found the website and then found the podcast.
Oopsies.
Yeah, the content really wasn't monogamous relationship friendly. My boyfriend at the time knew about it, but we were in an open relationship, so.
Ooh, okay, tell me about that.
I mean, there's not that much to talk about. It was long distance. We were together for a really long time, and honestly, I didn't really think it mattered, like, or would make him love me less if he slept with other people, so I was just like, go for it. And I needed more attention too, so.
I can see how that might happen in a long distance relationship, but I feel like people would get jealous. Like, how did you not get jealous?
So I'm not a jealous person, but I'm very territorial. Like, what's mine is mine. My number one rule is you can do whatever you want. You don't have to tell them that you have a girlfriend. But like, if any of them reach out to me, like, there's a problem. And I had about 3 people reach out to me.
Okay.
So that was very awkward. I would just like say something really like facetious and then judge him for his
poor
decision
making. Well, I feel like
that's
like him kind of probably stringing people along, because when you're in an open relationship, in the way you're explaining it, is he like making him think that they're in a relationship too?
Well, I don't think so, but it was my idea, not his. That's what like threw everyone off. I think he just wanted for me to care, and I didn't. So yeah, we got a dog together, but needless to say, it didn't work out.
Would you try that again?
Absolutely not. Never.
Everybody who I've met that's tried that has said the same thing. They're just like, I don't think I would do it again.
And I broke the rules too. Like, it wasn't supposed to be like any emotional relationship. So I, my 2 side pieces were both very serious situations who like knew what was going on. So then when I broke up with one and then the other and then the other, it was like ending 3 relationships at the same time, which was
sounds fucking awful. Sounds really busy.
Yeah. 2 of them had the same name, so that made it really easy. But, yeah, so.
That's so funny. But, yeah, that is – because, like, what if you accidentally call them by the other person's name, but then they have the same name, so it's fine.
Call them baby.
That's smart.
Yeah. But I've moved on from that. I'm not – I don't know. I mean, it's just – it was fine to do in my early 20s, but now that I'm old – not that old, but like, you know, I can't juggle at all. I'd rather be alone than date 3 people.
I second that. That sounds really exhausting.
Yeah.
I think that's like an early 20s thing. Yeah. I'd rather be alone than date 3 people. That's like a quote.
Thank you. I'm going to put that on my Instagram bio.
You should. I might quote it on Hold My Pasties, Please somewhere. Like, okay. Find a photo and like use it.
Just tag me.
I will. So we are actually... we're not going to say who it is, but Carly and I are going to be interviewing a very famous artist. And I was just thinking we should ask her what she thinks about open relationships.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
We should.
Yeah. I feel like I need to write this down, but I can listen to this again. So we should ask her what she thinks about that, because I feel like she would be down, or she'd be at least like keep an open mind.
Mm-hmm. And so we have 10 minutes and we're going to ask 3 questions. And the whole goal of it is to essentially like ask someone we admire 3 random questions just to get like kind of an authentic reaction and then share what we find, which is super fun, but we can't like pre-plan it too much or like give them the questions ahead of time. But I think an open relationship, like asking her about that would be totally fine. I'd love to hear her answer.
Yeah, I think she'd have a great answer, because I mean, I don't know. I'm like worried I'm gonna fangirl too hard. And you guys like
I might cry.
I freaked out today. So backstory, I like randomly emailed this artist and I said pasties and questions. And her rep emailed me back within an hour. And I was just like, kind of, it was one of those things where you do it just to do it. Like, I do that all the time. I just like email and see what.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that someone can say is no.
Or just ignore you. And I'm so used to getting ignored. You know how many people have ignored me? So when she responded, I was like, oh, I don't know what I want to ask. We have 10 minutes. So I don't know if she does this often. We might not be that special, but
I think we're special. I think this particular artist, like, and just her vibe in general, like, I think she looks at, like, her work and the people who admire her work as, mm-hmm. like, a really special connection. Like, we posted something about her. It was, like, witchcraft and champagne at 9 a.m., and she commented on it, and I freaked out.
Yeah, she's, like,
she's a good person.
She still responds and, like, finds a way. I don't know how, but she's just a very, like, authentic in everything she does. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited to talk to her because I just, like, really like people like that who are just, like, their true self.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to come by, especially. And I went on a rant on this before with BBC and Chaz about how, like, these female-led, like, entrepreneurial things, like, get on my fucking nerves sometimes because they're not
authentic.
They're not authentic. They're not nice.
Yeah. Speaking of that, so, and we can segue back into the questions that we want to ask, but I think I was telling you earlier, like, I've had, like, made some, like, major changes with my career and, like, just my time in general. And every time I tell someone important to me, I'm like, I have exciting news. It's like, A, are you pregnant? Or B, are you getting married? And I'm like, no. Like, maybe I'm actually, like, doing something outside of a relationship. Like, is that hard to believe?
Yeah, that's something that, it, like, I don't think guys can relate to that. And
well, it's even other females.
Yeah, no, it's like something that's just a female thing.
Yeah.
Where you can't be excited about your career. I don't know. Not all, like, all people. I don't want to blame women, but I don't know. Like, when I started holding my Pacey's Please, I had a lot of friends kind of, like, shun me. Like, they acted weird. They were just like, aren't you a little too old to be doing this? And no, they, like, stopped talking to me.
It's so interesting because, like, A, there's already a product that covers your nipples. And B, it promotes modesty in a way, but it promotes modesty in a fun way and a, like, creative way. And, like, I've told you this 18 million times, that the first time I ever wore pasties, like, I hooked up with a guy, like, after this wedding where I wore them, and, like, I looks like my I had no color on, like, my boobs, and it took 5 minutes for both of us to get them off.
That's it was like super glued pasties.
Yes, and it was awkward, and I was lucky I was so hammered. But, like, I mean, I, like, hated the idea of ever wearing them again until, like, you know, I found you and I send you pictures of my tits all the time now.
I get those pictures from so many people. It's great. You ladies, feel free to send me all those photos. I, like, don't.
Yeah.
It's so normal, like, just to see people in pasties now. It's crazy.
But also, too, like, just to have, like, something fun and different, like, on my tits without having to wear a bra is, like, nice. Like, and there's so many, like, things that I don't think we realize we don't have a lot of access to. Like, the other day I had to duct tape my boobs up because, like, I couldn't wear a bra. My boobs are too big to wear strapless bras. And, like, I ended up, like, you know, Googling it. And there's, like, a couple of products that help with that. But, like, I legit used clear duct tape. And
Kim Kardashian always uses, like, she's taken photos of her, like, duct taping everything because, mm-hmm. like, her boobs are huge. And, I mean, the truth is there's so many clothes that you just can't wear a bra with.
Yeah. And I put your pieces on underneath the
nice
duct tape. But, yeah, it was because I'm willing to get a rash from the glue around, like, on the skin, but not on my nipples. Like, I have to leave my nipples
in the same place. The adhesive is certified. We have insurance on that. So you will not, you know, have any issues. Also, people with really sensitive skin, I think it was Dr. J. I don't remember, but she said that she has super sensitive skin and she had, like, no issues.
Yeah, no, same. Like, I wear them often. I love them.
Yay, that makes me so happy.
And I'm not just saying that to say that. I believe that.
Yes. Chaz and I work really hard on the pasties. We have so many designs. Okay, so back to our questions for this artist. What else do we want to ask her?
I don't know. I was thinking about it because, again, like, I care. Like, I want her to have fun and, like, be able to just, like, spitfire. Like,
we don't want to waste the 10 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, it's only 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, you know, I've had interviews that were shorter than 10 minutes, but, like job interviews. But,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe, like, what her defining moment was, or, like, I think that would be interesting to know, like, where she really felt like she needed to, like,
express herself.
Mm-hmm. And or just at least like her authenticity is just so like insane.
I love her captions because they're just like these rants and they're just like you could tell she just woke up and was like, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care what this looks like or sounds like. And I respect that so much.
Yeah. Rip the Band-Aid. Just like if you have an idea, like see how it, you know, performs. And like perform is a bad word. It's just like a work.
Like, see what happens.
Yeah, but see what happens. And like I love that she uses profanity and like the use of like the word cunt. You might edit that out. I don't know. But like not all profanity has to be negative.
So I don't know why that word's so bad. Well,
it's my favorite word.
So when I lived in Australia, every other word was that word.
Yeah.
Every fucking other word. And at first I was kind of like, what? But then that's just like what they call each other. Like that's like a form of endearment.
Yeah, no, like I, like one of my friends, I always called her the best kind of see you next Tuesday. You know, she's the best kind of cunt. Like, you're a boss bitch. Like, it's okay to be a cunt. Like, don't be like a mean cunt, or you can be, but like,
be like a good one.
Be a fun cunt.
And wear pasties while you're at it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is great. I love this. Okay, guys, we're gonna wrap this up, but after our interview, we're gonna spill the beans. We're actually going to release the episode, even though it's 10 minutes. It'll be the best 10 minutes of everybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see who that artist is in question, because I'm scared that she'll cancel on me and then I'll look stupid. So.
She's not going to cancel. And honestly, like, I'd be happy if her assistant, like, her entire team is so entertaining and, like, such a badass group of women. Like, even, like,
was so nice. They were, like, so excited about this project. Thank you and excited. I was like, that's so fucking nice.
Yeah, but did you see my, like, I emailed for
I was freaking out, so I had Carly respond to the first email. Because I was like, I don't know what to say now.
Yeah, I was, like, looking forward to talking, and I'm fangirling so hard right now.
Yeah, I was, like, jumping up and down.
Well, no, I put that in the email, so I just wanted them to know we're excited. It's not going to be fucking boring.
We're so excited. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Carly, you have to come back on the show again.
I'll think about it.
You guys will be seeing her.
Just kidding.
Her.
I'll do it. Bye.
Bye.